The following program is an independent production. Opinions expressed may not reflect those of Devil Radio, our staff, or our sponsors. Enjoy!
Tell me why!
It's time for the Dane By Local Radio Show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
And a good final January Saturday morning to you as we bring into Let's Get Local. I'm Jason Hafeman, your host, a board member with Dane By Local. I also work for a local nonprofit called Project Home in the area. And I want to put a plug in for my own business I just started, Jimmy. I don't know if you knew about this, but just launched recently here at Your Core Communications, where I'm excited to help out small businesses with their communication and using some online tools to help get the word out about their business.
Nice.
And nonprofits too. So
congratulations.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Launch it in. It's a side project to start, but we'll see where it goes, right? You never know.
Those side projects can get out of hand pretty quick.
That's the hope anyway, right? You're never sure how it'll go. We got a great list of people to talk to today from area businesses. Of course, Colin Murray is going to join us and give us a scoop on some new exciting developments with DBL. Some fun things toward the end of the hour as well, as we'll get into some gaming talk with Patrick over at Pegasus Games. And Aaron from Madison Top will be in there too somewhere. So it's a packed show today. We're excited to talk to you again and tell you all about our local businesses and organizations. Again, I thank you so much to Devil Radio for the opportunity to be here to put on this program. We thank our sponsors, SUPAC of Evolution Financial, of course, one of our great friends and sponsors, and then Madison Water Utility, the other big sponsor for the show so far. If you're interested in sponsoring this program, reach out to Devil Radio, Devil Radio 927, and you can find out how to connect with Let's Get Local, our program, and we'll talk to you too. We'll get you on here. So first off, we are going to talk about something very timely, but also something really important in our community, a great service, which really deals with our skin. Especially this time of year, our skin can be troublesome for a lot of folks as the winter sets in and we really dig into it. And so Marie is with us today of Derma 180 Skin Renewal Center, and I'm really excited to talk to her. So Marie, thanks so much for telling us all today about skincare and your great business here in Madison.
Good morning, Jason. Thank you so much for having me on. Yes, winter skincare, especially with the masks that we're all wearing right now, can be really frustrating. So one of the most important things with winter skincare is exfoliation and hydration. And what do I mean by exfoliation? Things like scrubs or masks are very important, but you don't want to overdo it. A lot of times people will start having dry skin in the winter, and then they'll think they just need to exfoliate to get rid of the dry skin, when it's really a very delicate combination. You need to hydrate and then exfoliate. Something also that's very important is using a thicker, heavier moisturizer at night, because we usually go anywhere from 6 to 8 hours without any fluid intake. And so that can lead to our skin drying out too. So the best skincare routine for the winter is to exfoliate, hydrate, and use sunscreen. A lot of times in the winter, people don't think sunscreen is important, but anytime the sun is out, sunscreen is very important. And there's many different forms of sunscreen. There's creams, chemical, and powder sunscreens. One of the sunscreens that we carry at Derma 180 is called Sunbrella, and it's a powdered sunscreen, and it comes in a lot of different shades from light to dark. But why that powder sunscreen is a good product in the winter is because it does not make your skin shiny, and it does not make you smell like Miss Tropicana. So you won't have any Hawaiian tropic smell, which is nothing bad with that. But for everyday use, the powder is really nice and light. You can't tell you have it on, and no one else will really tell that you're wearing it, but you'll have protection.
Marie, that's so interesting that you talk about the hydration element, because it is something that we just kind of don't think about in the winter as much. You know, if people aren't being as active, there's not the heat, you know, those things that are where your body's kind of naturally calling for water. Sometimes people don't think about hydrating throughout the day. And that's a key element. Like you said, our bodies, it's kind of, you know, water is such an important part to the human system. Without enough of that, it can dry out your skin from within.
Exactly. So it's really important to have that good balance of where you're drinking plenty of water so that your skin gets the hydration from within, as you mentioned, but also then you want to add it topically. And there's a couple different things when you add it topically. Is adding a product that actually hydrates your skin and then another product over that that actually creates like a barrier over your skin so that the hydration that you put in is locked in. And then it also protects you from things like wind, especially the winter when the wind chill is low. Using a thicker and heavier moisturizer is really important because then you have a shield to help protect from the wind. And then the dry heat. We get in our car, we crank the heat, we go into a building, the heat is cranked. So that dry heat also contributes to dry skin in the winter. And when your skin is dry, you can... Fine lines and wrinkles are more noticeable, and dry skin actually causes breakouts. Our skin needs to be hydrated to work efficiently. And when it doesn't, one of the things that can present itself is breakouts.
I just wanted to say you're clearly very passionate about this, and it's something that a lot of people struggle with. But how did you get into skincare? What made you go into this field and create your own business?
I went in and had a facial one time. I thought, oh my God, how amazing to do this every day for your job, to come to work in such a happy environment, to where you're helping people learn about their skin and feel more confident about their looks. And I struggled with oily skin all the time. And I was getting very frustrated that I couldn't find a solution. So I started researching schools and talking to places. What would I have to have under my belt to come work for them? And that just opened up the door for so many things in this field. So that's kind of how I got started. My frustration with my own skin and wanting to find solutions in the ingredients that I put on my skin. And which is one of the reasons why I came out with my own skincare line. It's because I wanted to know the percentages in the ingredients to make sure that what I was putting in my skin was actually going to get results, not just make my skin feel good. Because there's two different things going on there when you use product, to make sure that it feels good and it's doing its job. So that's kind of how I got started.
That's good. I love hearing those stories about the passion behind it and why people kind of found their way into, you know, doing something, especially when you're going to make, your own business. That's a whole nother step than jumping on with somebody else. So there's got to be, a lot of thought and passion behind that. We're talking with Marie from Derma 180 Skin Renewal Center on Gammon Place. And you can find out more about her at derma-180.com. Marie, I know there's a number of different services and treatments that you provide your customers, but tell us a little bit more about the advanced anti-aging treatment, because I know that's another thing a lot of people are interested in.
Yes, the nice thing about the advanced anti-aging treatment is it not only addresses exfoliation, fine lines and wrinkles, hyperpigmentation, it also addresses calming down and relaxing, which is just as beneficial as all the other steps in a facial. So when you have this treatment, it is specifically customized for your biggest concern, which for some people that's fine lines and wrinkles, other people it's pigmentation, but all of it encompasses anti-aging. So one of the things I like to explain to people when they come in for treatments, that it's really important to not think you only have to come in once every couple of years. It's very important to be consistent. So they should keep in mind that the minimum amount of time or the minimum times a year that they should have a treatment should be two. Think of it like the dentist. You go in for cleaning at the dentist and a professional looking at your skin to keep an eye on what's happening with your skin. And well, that's with the teeth, but dentists, they look at your teeth. I look at your skin so that you can stay ahead of things, because preventative is always far more effective than corrective.
Hey, Marie, you're stimulating some interest here, and we have a caller on the line. Would you be okay if we brought them on for a question?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right, Jimmy.
Eastside Dave is with us.
Hello.
Hey, Eastside Dave, go ahead. You're on Let's Get Local this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hello, can you hear me?
We got
you. Yes, hello. Hello, Eastside Dave.
Oh, hi. Well, I really appreciate your show and your subject, because, and the first thing I'd like to quickly say is I wish more people could get smart about just buying humidifiers for their apartments or their homes. And let's just say if you had a two-bedroom apartment, what I would do, because it gets so dry up here, you know, we're putting a lot of heat on and, you know, there's not much humidity in your place. There's a few tricks you could offset that with, but humidifiers are good. And with a two-bedroom apartment, you could get maybe a small one for your bedroom, a larger one for your living room, and it's just that you got to maintain them. And but the other thing I wanted to touch on is I wound up coming down with eczema. I think they used to call it eczema, but anyway, it's the strangest thing, and it spread from my hands throughout my whole body, and I'm a clean person, so very frustrated. And the other thing is I was spared that from, the butt and the front of that, but it's been a real hassle and a lot of itchiness, and it's like mosquito bites. When you go to itch that, it just makes it worse. So I've got skin creams to use, technically three kind right now. What I don't like is having to goop up my body and my hands, and then you have to wash your hands more, which I already washed them a lot before this thing came out. And
so, Eastside Dave, so, I want to just have Marie address a couple of these things with some expertise. We have about 2 minutes, so we understand you got those struggles there. Marie, what kind of advice could you give for things like those type of skin conditions?
Well, sometimes eczema is caused from allergies, such as corn, if you eat a lot of products that have corn. But eczema can sometimes be a symptom of asthma as well. Sometimes people that have asthma, it presents itself through the skin like that. So that's something I would definitely talk to your primary care physician about. Just mention that. Take a look at your diet and see if there's something that you notice that you're eating quite often, and then look at the ingredients in that food item and see if perhaps you might have an allergy to something in that food. So if there's something that you eat for breakfast every day or lunch every day, check out the ingredients on those food items.
Thanks. I mean, it's so interesting to think about how all of those things that we put in our bodies can also affect the skin. So sometimes, you know, it's an external force, sometimes it's internal forces. Mm-hmm. Any evidence that hydration or proper hydration can help with those type of things too?
To some degree, yes. Mm-hmm. Hydration is very important, but other ingredients in food can also cause breakouts and skin irritation. Like I mentioned, corn, mm-hmm. a lot of times soy, a lot of people will have breakouts and they won't understand why. And then I'll have them look at if they're getting a lot of soy protein. Sometimes peanuts can cause breakouts on the skin. I recommend eating almonds for a snack other than peanuts, because sometimes people go to nuts for quick protein on a busy day. So it's very important to know what types of foods can cause skin irritation. And it's going to be different for everyone.
Thanks so much, Marie. You're so helpful. Thanks for coming on and talking to us about our skin today during these times. That's Marie Ricard from Derma180.com. You can find out more there. Take care. Thanks for your time, Marie.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Tell me why.
It's time. Stream the Devils and Progressive News and Talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Hey, it's Pizza Box Mike. I've got a show, Outside the Pizza Box. Be sure to listen on Saturdays at noon on Devil Radio. There is a reason why they won't let me on Facebook anymore.
Madison. You say what? Each weeknight from 5 to 6, don't miss out on a single day of the Earl Ingram Show right here on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM.
So, Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate agents tree huggers?
Crew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yep, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike. And if I have an appointment across town, I use my Prius.
Darcy Haber, an honest broker. Check out SolidarityRealty.com or call her at 358-6180.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
The Devil's Advocates.
I just wanted to thank Crudy for going up to the Capitol and decorating the tree. I think it was some of your finest jackassery.
Eddie, that's a real compliment because there's quite a history of jackassery with this
I'm in the legal books of the state of Wisconsin. My jackassery has been enshrined for posterity. I have set precedent with my jackassery.
I think you should take it to court, though, and you should tell the judge it's a matter of law and orderment.
Political commentary from the back of the class.
From Wisconsin Dells to Dousman, WTTN 1580 AM is essential radio to get you through the pandemic.
Back here on Let's Get Local. Thanks for tuning in this morning, last Saturday of the month of January 2021. Well, we have Dane by Local updates now. We went a little longer with our caller here getting in there, but it was great to talk to Marie Ricard of Derma 180 Skin Renewal Center over on Gammon Place and get some good expertise, especially this time of year with our skincare. But now Colin is here, and he's got some exciting news. A lot of great things happened this last week, Colin, with Dane by Local. Some big announcements earlier in the week, so let's put him out here too.
Yeah, it was a busy week for us, that's for sure. We had a lot to do, so... the big news was during the Packer game last Sunday, I started receiving some emails back and forth from a committee, a treasurer of a committee, indicating an interest in making a donation to Dane by Local. And by the end of the Packer game, they had committed $50,500 as an anonymous donation to Dane by Local, with the intent of all of those funds going to support local businesses in the area. So as everyone knows, local businesses have really suffered during the pandemic. It's been very, very challenging for many categories of business. And so this group wanted to do what they could to support those local businesses. And how great is that for the area that we live in? You know, it's just very typical of this area. People really appreciate and support our local businesses. And here's another example of that taking place with this big donation for local businesses in the area.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, the people that can give back and give out a little more to help others right now, I think, are doing that. And the more we see that, the more we're all going to get through this together better. So that's outstanding. I know there were also a couple of other announcements, including a fund and something that you've been working on for a while here to get up and going. So tell people about that too, something for youth and high school students.
Yeah, exactly. About 10 or 12 years ago, we set up a scholarship fund in the name of Yvette Jones, who owns Designcraft Advertising over on Park Street. She had been the first board member to successfully complete two full terms on the board, 6 years, representing Dane by Local. So we wanted to do something special for her. We set up a scholarship in her name. That set up through Madison Community Foundation. And the organization for Dane by Local, a lot of people may not realize, we actually have two separate nonprofits. One's of the association that everyone knows, and then we have a foundation. Well, the foundation side of things committed $5,800 to go towards the scholarship fund, and the association committed $1,500. So we're putting $7,300 total into the scholarship fund, which is great in itself. But the better news is that we are now fully funded, which means next year we can start giving out scholarships to high school students that are going into a marketing or advertising career moving forward. So that was great too, that we were able to take care of that and get that up and running on behalf of Yvette Jones.
I know that's something you and I have talked about before, is connecting more with younger people, because they're going to be consumers soon. And right now, what are they seeing in terms of their opportunities and options for shopping, for buying, for purchasing? Are they getting exposed to local businesses enough? And so that is really, I think, an important thing moving forward in the future for all local businesses and organizations like DBL.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, that's something, as you know, Jason, it's something that we've worked into the strategic plan for Dane by Local, is to reach out to particularly high school students as they're just starting to develop their purchasing habits. So it's real easy to jump on the computer and buy from Amazon. And we're not bashing Amazon at all, but there are other alternatives out there. And that's what we want to make everyone aware of, that they can do that. And what better time to set those habits than when you're just finishing high school and starting a career and spending money, right? So, yeah.
Exactly. I think, you know, some of the benefits certainly apply for young shoppers too. And it's also just that mindset. I think it makes, the other thing I think it does really is help connect those students to their community as they're kind of coming out into the world in a bit. Maybe they're advancing and going on to university. Maybe they're going into the workforce. Maybe they're thinking about starting their own business. But it connects them to that community and local businesses, and some of them want to be entrepreneurs too.
Which is so important. You know, there are students down in campus that all they do is just stay within the campus area, and they don't realize that Madison has all these other things to offer. So yeah, you're right. If we can expose them to some of the other things that are around town and some of the great things that we have to offer, you know, it's much more than just the downtown UW area for students to experience.
It can be a mutually beneficial experience as well, because a lot of times getting those eyes opened to organizations like Dane by Local and the local businesses, we can get input from them and have them involved in our organizations and groups too. And they bring great ideas and new ways we can do things that we might not even have thought of, because they're much younger than us and have some technical capabilities that maybe some of us don't have. So there's always that aspect too. So Colin, I love the fact that we're moving in this direction. Thank you for the great announcements today. Keep them coming. I know you're working on so much over there. And thanks for your time as always. That's Colin Murray, Executive Director of Dane by Local. Again, you can find out more about the organization at danebylocal.com. Colin, have a great Saturday and the rest of your weekend, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Jason. You too.
All right, we'll catch you on the other side of the break. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7. Be back in a minute.